Pesachim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7:3. More on the preparation of the Korban Pesach. So we had said back in the second Perek that one is allowed to paint a thin layer of fruit juice or oil on the surface of the Korban Pesach. So here our Mishnah says Sachu b'shemen truma. What happens if you did spread that thin layer of oil on the Korban Pesach as it's roasting to give that extra flavor? But the problem is you used oil that's truma oil meaning that it's only permitted to be eaten by a kohen. Im chaburis kohanim. Now, if everyone who's planning on eating that Korban Pesach are all kohanim, everything's fine. Yochlu, they can be eaten, no problem. Im Yisrael, however, if there's one or more non-kohanim, a zar, a non-kohen, who is not allowed to eat truma, so now he won't be able to eat from the Korban Pesach unless you remove the oil. So, im chayhu, if you're talking about a scenario where the oil was painted on prior to the roasting. Chai means raw. So since it's raw, yidichanu, just simply rinse it off. You can use water and rinse off that oil, and that'll be fine. Whatever happens to you left after you do the rinsing is considered to be ein bo mamash, not significant, and therefore would not be prohibited to be eaten. The Rambam does specify you have to dry the Korban Pesach after you rinse it. That's because there's water on the outside, and one can't, of course, boil with water, and then having droplets of water on the outside of the meat as you roast over the fire could be a potential problem of cooking with water of the Korban Pesach. So at least according to the Rambam, you have to remove the water by drying it. Now, v'im tzalihu, if the Korban Pesach has already been roasted and you painted this thin layer of oil on the outside of the Korban as it's roasting, so then yiklof esachitzon, you'll have to peel off an outer layer of the Korban to remove all that oil, which is truma, so that a non-kohen could eat it. Again, we're talking about a very thin layer of oil, and in contrast to the previous Mishnah where we had like droppings of liquid falling onto the Korban Pesach, where we said you have to remove a whole finger's thickness, k'tei etzba. Here it's a very thin layer of oil that you're painting on, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, we're talking about a case really l'chora l'halacha where it's was painted on as was already open over the fire, and roasting, and therefore just doesn't penetrate deeply, just on the surface layer. So removing a surface layer, even thin layer of the outside of the meat, getting off that oil would be sufficient. Now the next part of the Mishnah is talking about oil that's not truma, but rather sacho b'shemen shel maaser sheni. It's maaser sheni oil. Maaser sheni, you'll recall, is the second tithe. That is, after one gives his truma gedola and his maaser rishon from his first, to the Kohen and Levi, respectively, of his produce, in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, those 4 years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, he has to take a second tithe, 10% of what remains, and bring that to Yerushalayim and eat that foodstuff in Yerushalayim. Now, that applies to oil as well. And in the event that he doesn't want to carry the oil up to Yerushalayim, he is allowed to be poda'et, to redeem the Maaser Sheni, Kedusha, onto a coin, bring the coins to Jerusalem, and use the coins to buy foodstuffs over there, as you've learned in Maseches Maaser Sheni. Now, pidyon, redemption onto a coin, if you have another party involved, is exactly the same thing as selling it, right? You're basically, essentially, you're selling your produce to someone else. He gives you money, you give him the produce. The produce becomes deconsecrated, he'll eat it outside of Jerusalem. The money becomes consecrated, invested with the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni, and you'll take the money to Yerushalayim. So here our case is you use Maaser Sheni oil, but you're doing it, of course, in Yerushalayim, because don't forget the Korban Pesach is going to be cooked, roasted, I should say, inside of Yerushalayim. That's a requirement. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, Lo yasenuch damim al b'nei chabura. You're not allowed to charge the people who are participating in your Korban Pesach the cost of that oil, that Maaser Sheni oil, meaning they can't reimburse you, because reimbursing you is the equivalent of buying it from you, is the equivalent of being poda it, deconsecrating it from you in Yerushalayim, which is forbidden. As the Mishnah says, She'ein poded Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Once Maaser Sheni has come to Yerushalayim, it's no longer eligible for pidyon. You can't deconsecrate it. Now you must eat it as is. You can't redeem it onto coins. And therefore, the oil that you put on this Korban Pesach can't be sold or charged economically to the other people, because that would be tantamount to selling, which is tantamount to deconsecration.